There's been a 6-week shift back of the busy home sales season due to the COVID-19 stay-at-home order.
Traditionally, you know, April, May are big months for those closed sales. We're seeing that push back again, you know, kind of later June and into July.
That's Kendra Sipes of the Peoria Area Association of Realtors. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, June 29th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Illinois Attorney General's Office is reviewing whether the Peoria County Board of Election Commissioners' June 16th meeting notice violated the state's Open Meetings Act. Kristen McHugh explains.
The notice said the meeting was, quote, closed to the public. WCBU was verbally told later the board would use Facebook Live for the meeting in question. Irene Pritzker, who's not related to Governor J.B. Pritzker, regularly monitors the Election Commission meetings for the Local League of Women Voters chapter. She only learned of the Facebook Live option after expressing concern to Election Commission Executive Director Thomas Bride.
I had no idea how to get onto this Facebook Live. Since I don't use Facebook, I had absolutely no idea how to do that.
Pritzker says she had trouble accessing the meeting and, when she did, could not hear the deliberations. Illinois' Open Meetings Act requires public boards to hold meetings the public can attend. Governor J.B. Pritzker's March 16th executive order allowed for complete virtual meetings in the wake of COVID-19, but public access rules did not change. WCBU petitioned the Attorney General's office last Monday to review the meeting notice. The office is now seeking additional documentation from the Peoria County Board of Election Commissioners. Thomas Bride said Thursday the board is reviewing the Public Access Bureau's request. I'm Kristen McHugh.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. Bradley University's return to campus plan will include a weekly round of COVID-19 surveillance testing. A university spokesperson said about 250 students and 70 staff members will be tested randomly each week. 7 people were shot in 4 different shooting incidents overnight Friday in Peoria. 3 sustained critical injuries. Police say it's not clear if any of the incidents were related. A woman wounded in a workplace shooting in Springfield Friday died of her injuries. The 54-year-old had been hospitalized since the incident and died Saturday. Her name is being withheld pending an autopsy. She was the 3rd victim to die in the incident, not including the shooter. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. With Illinois entering Phase 4, WCBU's Tim Shelley checked in with Kendra Sipes, president of the Peoria Area Association of Realtors, for a look at how the stay-at-home order affected Central Illinois' real estate market and what home buyers and sellers can expect in the months ahead.
Phase 4 probably isn't going to have as big of an impact on us in terms of real estate as a lot of other businesses and industries. I would say kind of the biggest change for us most recently is during Phase 3, we are allowed to do public open houses again. So that was one thing that we did have restrictions on. We were limited to just individual private tours and virtual tours. In the last couple of weeks, we've been kind of released and opened up to do public open houses within safety precautions. So we can't have too many people in the house at the same time. We have to be social distancing and wearing masks. But that's kind of the biggest difference for us.
Looking at the market over all of this, these last few months of the stay-at-home order, then gradually coming out of it, what are we seeing here?
So we've definitely, I would say, seen a shift in our kind of more traditional spring market. So when everything went, our shelter-in-place started mid-March, you know, everything obviously slowed down quite a bit. About mid-April, things started to pick up again. Buyers got back out. Showings picked up. We did see in May showing numbers, so buyers actually going out touring houses. Our showing numbers are very in line with 2019, and that has carried on through June. pending sales. You know, we started the year off good. Our first quarter was great. All of our numbers were up. We obviously took a dip there in March and April in terms of pending sales, but we've seen a big increase in May. We were up probably about 25% in pending sales in May and again in June. Not to say we're selling more houses this year, but a lot of that was just that pent-up buyer demand carrying over from the end of March and all through April. I would say our market here in Central Illinois, our numbers are too bad. We're doing pretty well, but everything's kind of shifted back about 6 weeks or so.
Just as a casual observation driving around, I'm noticing there are a lot more for sale signs out in front of houses. So I'm kind of wondering, I mean, is this more of a seller's market, a buyer's market? What's the condition if I'm on either side of that equation right now?
So we're actually looking at month supply of inventory. We're down. We're at one of our lowest month supply of inventory that we have been in the last couple of years. So we started the year with lower inventory coming into 2020 than we have the past couple of years past, 19, 18, 17. And that's kind of stayed consistent. So we still have, I don't know if it's just a lot of sellers, you know, a little bit hesitant to put the houses on the market, or, you know, sometimes you don't put the house on the market if the house you don't, you know, you want to purchase isn't available. So definitely this year, I would say it's been consistent all throughout the year so far that our inventory is low. So if anybody's on social media or you know, looking or knows a realtor, you're probably seeing them, please, you know, we need your listings. There's a lot of buyer demand out there still. Interest rates are still really great, but we don't have the inventory. So even though you're seeing a lot of signs overall for our region, our inventory is down. So when inventory is down, it leads a little bit more to, you know, that what you would term like a seller's market, right? So they have a little bit, you know, they can be a little bit more aggressive in their asking prices. The buyers don't have as many opportunities or homes to look at to consider.
Absolutely. Well, Kendra, thank you so much for your time. As always, I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
That was Tim Shelley's interview on current housing market conditions with Peoria Area Association of Realtors President Kendra Sipes. For more of their conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.